doing the best I can with what I got. Thinking, not constantly, but I often, every once in a while it comes to me, it seems like it pissed me all over again when I do. I'm a chamber I sit all the time. Because I have problems explaining what comes to me. And, people set really important things into shoeboxes that they have decided that can be ignored. So you want to be able to take really important things and shake them up a little bit and say, look, just don't stick this in a shoebox. Like the greatest development program in the world, in fact, the funny thing is, the sole reason that the world exists is for this development program. Which is the one that's trying to convince you to get the opportunity to be more like God. I mean, you're here. Okay. For Mormons, we can explain it this way. Probably for any religious group, or probably for anybody who, like, okay, let's take it to school. There's these schools, right? You can take a public school. You got a library. You got computers hooked up to the internet. It's got all these teachers that have these curricula that can teach you things. Now, you can look at any number of children. For that number of children, you'll have a few kids who take advantage of a lot of this stuff. You know, they go, wow, I'm reading this cool book that I got out of the library at school. You go, that's great, there you go. I'm excited for you. And they're cooking. And they're chugging along. And I said, I was talking to my teacher about this. I asked them a question, and they got up, and they put up on the chalkboard their take on it. And, wow, I was really happy that they took the time to tell, you know, to draw it out for me, to tell me what was all there. And you can, when you go to even what might be considered really bad public schools, with that kind of attitude toward it, oh my gosh, it all of a sudden becomes this amazing thing. you know, and you'll get an incredible lot of good out of it, even in a really poorly rated school. You know, the rating system isn't typically very good. Doesn't really tell you much. And let me tell you, even a uninspired teacher is just going, oh man, I'm just putting in time. I'm just punching the time clock. Get me to summer, man, or something like that. In the face of somebody who really wants to kind of pull from you, there is some wonderful bit of all of us that makes us rise to the occasion. And we'll all of a sudden become pretty darn useful and have some pretty amazing things to say that are actually quite helpful. It's an amazing thing. But then there are people who just kind of, you know, school's the place they're supposed to go to, pretty indifferent to the whole thing, you know. Let's see how little I can do to get through the days. They're going to find something to do at the time. Hopefully not too degenerate. You know, make new friends, screw around. Schools spend a lot of time pumping up that aspect because it happens more often. So you realize you don't really need teachers there, you know. It just becomes kind of a monitored child warehousing place, and legislation and administrators and a lot of different elements of the system end up kind of falling into that trap, because what else are they going to do? School clubs are an interesting thing, mostly for people who aren't terribly interested in education, or in educating themselves, or in taking all these opportunities. You really hope that some club on some certain subject will wake them up to it. Maybe they do. I don't know. If they do, great. You know, not trying to get rid of them at all. Like I say, I am not here to change anything. Somebody gets upset sometimes because homeschooling takes money. It's taxed to everyone. Sorry, it sounds like I'm jumping around, but I'm trying to make sure that I say it's right. I'm not changing the subject. Homeschoolers get taxed for their public school. Their kid doesn't go there, so their kid stays home. Well, it doesn't stay home. It goes to the local school system. Their local school system gets paid to not really be involved in that kid's education. Now, that's a family choice, and that's good. Some people get upset and say that money needs to come home. And I guess you could do that. I like the idea of this. It's called, I don't know, sometimes called different things, but it's called family school in New Mexico, where schools can let your kid come and take a class or participate in an activity, or, you know, be involved in sports, and yet they can leave the campus later and go back and continue to be homeschooled as well. Kind of a half and half thing. It had to be squeezed into law. Teachers and administrators don't like it. Their system isn't designed for that. It's, you know, it's a difficult thing. You could put kind of a political spin on it that they don't like homeschooling in the first place. And I'll be honest, I know very few administrators who, at least when I was homeschooling way back when, they thought nothing of it. They thought this was the loser route. This is where lazy parents who didn't want to get up and get their kids ready for school would just say, I'm homeschooling, and then, you know, life would leave them alone. That's the perception that a lot of people around me were spouting. Of course, they'd say, oh, no, that's not you. And you go, right. You're kind of getting a sense for how they feel about the whole thing. And it's not based on nothing. There are people that pull that stunt, for Pete's sake. Just telling you that opportunities are there, and you can take them for a wide variety of purposes. You can go to school to take advantage of the opportunity to learn. You can go to school to get away from your parents and hang out with your friends instead under some supervision. You know, schools don't have time to be that supervisor. They can't be the parents of, you know, each individual teacher can't be the parent of 40, 50, 60 kids if the ratio works out that way. Opportunities get trampled on. You try to come up with different rules to try and skew it more toward positive opportunity rather than negative ones, and that usually just ends up being a big waste of time and effort. We're facing the real reality that with the advent of the internet, the library function that schools put on, which are always kind of interesting because your community already had a separate library. Why'd your school need a different one? And I don't really understand. Plenty of people with different motivations. Some of them purely just self-serving. Kept that going. Now the bulk of the teaching function is more and more turning to elements like YouTube. There's some learning management systems out there which try to pander a little more toward teachers, which is fine. Teaching as a profession has always been a little puffed up, a little self-important, and you have to understand that I think the hordes of professional teachers are probably going to start thinning out pretty heavily. And the way it's done is totally different now. You might want to bring people together in some kind of managed classroom environment, but those would be classroom managers. A lot of teachers today are classroom managers. But that's not what this is about. This is about opportunities. This life is a huge development opportunity. You can look at it as a school. Oh, God typically looks at it as a test. But it's a test that has a definite date. You can't retake the test later. It's over. You die, you get resurrected, and then you take the test. Well, actually, it just says, okay, test is over. And you go, what? Wait a minute. I bet you with a little more time I could do a little better. And you go, nope. That's the time you got. What? And you go, no, you get bonus points if you don't. If we take you ahead, you know, so trust me, everything works out in the wash. Don't fret. But then they're all nervous, right? Maybe they wasted their time on Earth. Maybe they kept saying, oh, you know, well, I'll be charitable tomorrow. But, you know, you're just going to have to. It's really a test of what kind of a person you're going to be. And if you're really kind of a person that sloughs off things, then you're not the kind of person anybody really needs. How about that for simplicity? Oh. Anyway, or you can spend the whole time, just like at school, making trouble, trying to make people's lives miserable, trying to get a name for yourself, trying to impress your friends, trying to show everybody how much smarter you are than they are. Ignoring the development program, I mean, getting upset because you didn't get what you wanted. You go, the world, the system, wasn't really put together to give you what you want. It's not what I was here for. It was a development program. Didn't follow the program. Well, don't be surprised if the world doesn't work for you. It wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be to house the development program. Go to a playground that was made for a certain location of play, workout, whatever. She's at the top of that program. So I get upset and it's like, oh wait. Well, it's just my needs, not your needs. Well, there it is. That's what I did.